And I was asked to be fast like lightning, so I'm also going to have to resist the urge to be loud like thunder. Can you hear me? Thanks. Because we all need to wake up. We're in a triple planetary crisis. Biodiversity loss, climate change, pollution, all interconnected. And the thing that can help us get out of this crisis is implementation of the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. So here it is, folks. The moment the GA woke up, they recognized the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. And that includes a safe and stable climate, a non-toxic environment, healthy ecosystems and biodiversity, adequate and nutritious food, clean air and water, participation, access to information, and access to justice and environmental matters. This should have been heard loud, much louder. Things are moving. There's progress. Next, please. But not enough. We're really struggling. So we've been working, OHCHR, here with UNEP on this particular product to articulate a human rights-based approach to biodiversity, to help people understand human rights depend on biodiversity, and the protection of biodiversity depends on the effective implementation of human rights. IPBIS has said this, the scientific gold standard when it comes to biodiversity. But we're not implementing the way we need. And you heard from a lot of folks already, many of them referencing human rights. So I won't go through all of these messages in the interest of time, but I will encourage you to have a look, to Google the key messages on human rights and biodiversity and read through them. It's a short, incredibly useful document that articulates these linkages. Next, please. And what happened next after CBD, right before CBD COP 16, after the adoption of the Global Biodiversity Framework at CBD COP 15, a framework which clearly articulates the need for humanity to live in harmony with nature, and which clearly calls for a human rights-based approach throughout the entirety of its implementation, is that we had a Human Rights Council resolution on human rights and biodiversity, and you heard earlier from the permanent representative of Colombia quite a lot about this. So I'll just say we've started the work. Things are moving forward. Next, please. And we've issued the first report, went to the Human Rights Council in March. This particular picture is from an event where the COP 16 and COP 17 presidency, Colombia and Costa Rica, the core group for the biodiversity resolution, OHCHR and others, came together to talk about this in the context of the council. And that first report is targeted to implementation of the biodiversity framework from a human rights-based approach, taking into consideration all the targets and goals. Again, I can't cover the contents of that report in this quick lightning speech, but I encourage you to find it, to look through it, and to better understand these connections. Next, please. That's what we're trying to do as well, which is just sort of, you heard about environmental human rights defenders, you heard about the importance of people being able to engage, exercise their rights to participation, inclusion. This is a photo from the Environmental Human Rights Defenders Forum that OHCHR and UNEP and other partners organized for in Asia out of our Bangkok office, so a regional Environmental Human Rights Defenders Forum. But we're working with environmental human rights defenders around the world to try to make sure that their voices are heard. Next, please. 30 seconds. Here, we already talked about the report, so right to the next one, please. We're on the way. You know, we're headed towards COP17. We know what we need to do. Maybe some of us need to be louder. Maybe some of us need to come through more clearly because we're not doing it. And that's, I think, really the simplest message I have, right? We know we need a human rights-based approach to biodiversity. We know we need that across the Rio conventions. This is a triple Rio COP year. And every single one of the Rio conventions has human rights entry points, but we haven't seen enough done to implement the right to a healthy environment in the context of the work happening in those spaces. The ICJ advisory opinion, again, a clear signal. It should be striking like lightning to catalyze change. It should be inspiring states to take action based on their human rights obligations as recognized by the world's highest court to protect the environment, their duty to cooperate to do so, and they need to do more and more urgently. So I think, you know, that's the message. Next, if there is a next. I'm sorry if I lost track. Perfect. Done. Thank you so much.